Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, February 10th. Return of the Gloria Mays Crew. On this day, February 10th, 1950, crowds gathered in Bridgetown to greet the return of the surviving crew members of the ill-fated 99-ton schooner, the Gloria May, to hear their story of tragedy and resilience. Six crew members, James Rice, Ames Nelson, Charles Clark, Alfred Headley, and a 22-year-old cook, Joseph DeRouge, told their harrowing story to the Barbados Advocate. According to the report published in the Advocate, the Gloria May left British Guiana for Barbados on the evening of December 21st, 1949. The next night, the schooner encountered heavy continuous rains and squalls, causing it to lose its mainmast. This in turn led to a leak in the wooden vessel. The crew immediately sprang into action, pumping out the water, but to no avail. Within 30 minutes of springing the leak, the Gloria May sank, 130 miles north of British Guiana. With one lifeboat washed off the deck, the crew scrambled into the second lifeboat. However, not everyone was in the lifeboat. One crew member, Charles Clark, went to get Captain George Graham, who locked himself in the cabin along with several passengers. Clark reportedly said, "Captain, she going down, you ain't coming?" Clark heard no reply. While in the lifeboat, the crew drifted for days before they saw land. It was the Venezuela coast. They came ashore, feasted on guavas, sweet cassava, and dry corn. On January 3rd, 1950, well soaked from the heavy rains, they encountered several Indians, then a missionary, who took them to his home, where they received food and clothing. Arrangements were made for them to fly from Venezuela to Trinidad, then to Barbados. The crew were happy to be back home, and DeRouge was looking forward to going to sea again. This day, February 10th, 1950, was a happy day for the crew, but they would never forget the experience they encountered in late December, 1949.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.